This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, it seems like business unusual has become the new business as usual. Everyone's talking about the new normal in work and life, but all of this is going to take plenty of trial and error before we finally figure things out. But you know what we're like here at BFM? We always try to stay ahead of the curve. So instead of focusing on the new normal, we want you to be thinking about the next normal. In this new series on Resource Center, we'll explore the next normal in all things business, from marketing and advertising to job hygiene factors, performance evaluations, managing the psychology of your workforce, basically anything and everything that's been touched and impacted by COVID-19 and the way we do business. Join me, Audrey Raj, every Tuesday on Resource Center as we try to make sense of this post-COVID world and the imminent shifts of the near future. And on this, our first episode, we're going to be focusing on work, the workplace and the workforce with Claudia Cadena, founder and principal consultant of Thread Advisory.
My name is Claudia Cadena. I am the founder and principal consultant of Thread Advisory. We provide services around strategy, operations, and advisory services to organizations on all matters related to human capital management. I've been in the country for 28 years, and I am a HR practitioner. At the moment, I obviously work on my own, and my idea at the moment is to support organizations going through these difficult times in ways that are valuable and that I can add value to them with the work that I do.
Claudia, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Claudia, you've already started work with some organizations on getting staff to come back to work.
Yes, indeed. We have started working already since last week, actually.
And how's it been going?
Well, as you can imagine, there have been changes which are significant. So it is a process of helping everybody go through the changes that need to be put in place and helping people understand why are we doing all this. So I will say it's going smoothly simply because people are wanting to come back, but at the same time are very, in a way, scared of how this will work. So it's going pretty well. I think it has challenges, but as long as we identify those challenges and manage them, I think things are manageable.
Claudia, I want to start by setting the scene. How much has COVID-19 changed the requirements of our work environment today?
Well, I will say that disease has changed life significantly. And I will say the changes are in three aspects. There have been changes in the way we work. So now most of the people must work from home. We may not be able to interact with clients. We cannot do gatherings outside. We cannot do seminars and events. So that's the way work has changed. The workspace has also changed. Beforehand, there was a lot of open concept offices. Now we need to make sure people are separated. We have to manage the meeting rooms, the eating areas, the surrounds. So the working space is also changing. And ultimately, the work itself is changing. If your work relates to meeting clients, now maybe you cannot do that so often or so freely. There are things that you need to think through. So all in all, significant amount of changes have taken place and will need to take place in order for us to be able to come back to work productively.
So work, workspace and workforce, there have been changes to all these areas. What should business owners and managers be asking themselves as they prepare to reopen for operations?
Well, I put together sort of like a thought started framework that I use with my clients to help them go through the reopening. And I would say there are a variety of elements at the high level. First of all, we need to learn what is it that we have to rationalize what we learned during MCO. So what went well? What were the challenges that emerged? And how can we address these challenges so that we can manage? So that's the learnings. From an operational perspective, we need to understand, okay, we did a lot of changes in the way we operated. what are the process reviews that we need to undertake so that we can come back and deliver? What workarounds did we take to make sure that we were able to deliver? So a lot of process review need to take place. We need to also look at our staff levels. With this situation, we have to think about, did any new critical jobs emerge? Are some roles that became unnecessary? How can we reallocate resources so that we can utilize our resources better? Another element relates to technology. Whether we want it or not, if we never thought about it or not, it is the time to think, how can technology become an enabler? And how can we use it to our advantage? And what are the requirements for our organization and our business? Mm-hmm. And the last is all around the new normal. So how do we start operating amid the changes around social distancing, around the health of employees, and around the way we need to behave with each other in confined spaces? So those will be the elements that I think all organizations will need to start considering very seriously if they want to start reopening their businesses.
Claudia, just on that final point, you know, you mentioned physical distancing. There's also hygiene and sanitation. We've heard experts talk about how these are going to be a real challenge at every workspace, as there are common areas or facilities that everyone needs. The pantry, the boardroom, things like doorknobs or even washroom faucets. What needs to be done here to do our best to adhere to regulations and requirements?
Well, I think firstly, what's important is that we need to build awareness. And if you think about it, this is what the government has been very effective at. Just continuous communication and awareness so that we know exactly what we need to do. So it is important that employees understand that there is a new normal and that there is a new way of behaving. And it's important to explain to them, why are we doing this? This is not just to protect themselves, but it's also to protect their colleagues. And I truly believe that the most important message that we need to send to people is that we are doing this to protect our families. Mm. It's not just about individualistic approaches, but much more communal approaches. And I think also it is unrealistic to expect organizations to take all the load and the heavy lifting on these sanitation and hygiene factors. It is a common responsibility that all of us need to take. So we need to start reminding employees of being vigilant, reminding them that these are the ways you are expected to behave until this will become a habit. Mm-hmm. And once the habit is formed, this becomes the new norm. So organizations need to just be very disciplined in creating this awareness and communicating, talking about it freely, and making sure employees understand that this is not about calling you out and embarrassing you if you're not doing it, but we're helping you to understand that this is the new way we need to operate.
You know, Claudia, you also mentioned earlier about staffing levels. Many organizations now are opting for the half and half approach, like it's done in Singapore. What should managers be thinking about when considering how they're going to manage their workforce in the months or even the year to come?
Yeah. So first of all, this half and half is not just a matter of Singapore having implemented it. Even in Malaysia, we are doing exactly the same. And it is a way to ensuring that there is business continuity. Basically, we know that if we are working in very confined environments, we will not be able to adhere to social distancing. Mm. So we will have to start thinking about social distancing as the principle to design office location and staffing levels. So it may feel complex at the beginning, but once we have it figured out, then we'll be able to determine what's the best model. So as you're saying, 50-50. So the idea is to first start ascertaining what type of roles can actually be performed remotely. Because some of the roles you cannot perform from home, right?
Right.
Like a driver cannot perform the roles from home, just as an example. So it's very important to have that thinking process. Which roles can be performed remotely? What type of changes in the process or in the way the roles are performed need to be undertaken so that we can then create that split of shifts. Then how many people are required to perform the process? And obviously, because the process requires different skill sets, you'll have to think about, so how many people have those skills and how can we redistribute them between maybe team A and team B so that they can come to the office at different timings or in different days? And how do we then manage a roster? Because in effect, this becomes like a rostering system.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what will be very critical in this situation is to determine how do we manage performance and how do we make sure that we all are aligned to the fact that it's no longer about how many hours do we spend in the office, but how do we deliver an output to our customers or stakeholders?
Right.
So it's complex, but again, if people follow a process and a questioning methodology to help themselves understand how to go about it, it's viable. And this is exactly what we're doing with some of our clients at the moment, figuring out how do we redistribute this work schedule between people and helping them go through this process to educate them and make sure that they understand how it works in moving forward.
We're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, we discuss working from home. The next normal on Resource Center. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Center with Audrey Raj, and we're taking our maiden voyage into the next normal on work, the workplace, and the workforce with Claudia Cadena, founder and principal consultant at Thread Advisory. Claudia, the new normal of 2020 is to work from home, or WFH, as some people call it. What should managers be considering when allowing employees to work from home? Because we've heard of some companies that have just decided, okay, for the rest of the year, everyone's going to be working from home. So what should managers and business owners be considering before putting the work from home strategy in place?
Okay. Obviously, we are all grappling with that particular question. We were, in a way, forced to start the work-from-home situation for the last 2 months. So I will always say, let's start by understanding what did we learn about this. We need to ask ourselves, again, the question, can the roles be performed from home? If they can, then obviously we go in that direction to try and ascertain how to support people to perform their roles. And there are certain roles that certainly will not be able to be performed from home. Mm. But let's just focus on the ones that can be performed from home so that we can just go through the mental model. So if the role can be performed from home, there are certain questions we need to ask ourselves, like what tools and resources are required so that the people are effective? Because we learn a lot of things. Like we said, okay, go home and work from home. But hey, did you have a laptop? Did you have connectivity? Mm. What about the documents that you need? Hey, the documents are in the office. I cannot access those documents. What approval levels do we have? How do we discuss remotely? So all these have to have an answer because we will need to create new ways in which people can interact with each other so that they can effectively perform their roles. Now, another consideration which is very important is forget about clocking in at 9 o'clock and clocking out at 5 o'clock. Mm. It's all about what output am I expected to deliver? And that conversation needs to be very clear with everybody who's working from home because maybe the first 2 months was really an experiment. We didn't really know how this will work. But the fact that we have done it gives us clarity around what can actually be done at home and what resources and what type of follow-through is essential to make sure that the output is generated.
Right.
And ultimately, I think what will come to be a very important consideration is performance conversations, because we will need to be in a position where we can be candid with our employees to say to them, your expected outcome is not forthcoming or the quality of that output is not adequate. So managers and employees will have to be more comfortable in having these performance conversations on a more regular basis so that they can touch base to ensure that working from home is producing the required results.
So from one end of the spectrum, let's talk. Let's go all the way to the other end. What about the client-facing process? You know, for some businesses, this is a must to ensure cash continues to flow into the business. So, you know, we're talking about sales personnel, our account managers. What are our options here?
Obviously, every organization lives for their customers and their clients. So they become the focal point of reopening exercise. And we need to start thinking as organizations, how did we communicate with our clients during the first 2 months? And what were the limitations and what were the opportunities that this work from home remotely brought to our business? Now, this is where technology becomes extremely important because technology will enable us to continue being in touch with our customers. What we will need as organizations to do now is build trust. You obviously probably heard about all these scams that came out and people were conned of their money because they are very trusting of authorities.
Yeah.
Now, we've created a level of distrust because of all of that. So now as organizations, we need to think, how do we build the trust in our customers to know that through technology and remote interactions, they will be served adequately? So getting in touch with the customers, inform them of the changes that we're going to do in our processes, informing them of what is the new normal on our services. Creating new SOPs that we can even share with them to say, well, I used to serve you like this before. In consideration of the new circumstances, this is the way that we will serve you in the future. So there is, again, a lot of interaction and communication with the customers so that they understand what is the new process, what's the new way. And this is all enabled through technology. So organizations will need to pay a lot of attention to that because facing customers in certain cases will become much more challenging.
Mm-hmm. Claudia, you know, are there any internal processes that businesses may need to change post-COVID?
Absolutely. In fact, I will say that this is a great opportunity for people to review every single process that they have in place because it's all about delivery. It's all about outputs. So you will probably need to, as an organization, start ascertaining what processes do we need to review so that we can produce the output in a way that complies with all the regulations around social distancing, hygiene, and reaching the customers. So that's the first thing, looking at every single process to determine what needs to be changed. Also, ascertaining what can be changed so that we can deliver our process. And not only that, but this also is an opportunity to look at new business models, new business opportunities. This situation can also generate new opportunities for organizations. So it's, again, important to see, can we ascertain what else can we do or what can we do differently to address other customer needs? We need to also look at resources. So what do we need to make sure that we can do the changes in the process? I believe what's very critical at this stage is to remain flexible because we are basically re-engineering our process at the same time that we're trying to learn how to operate in this new situation. Every single day, changes in the reality of how we manage the pandemic and the impact on our businesses are emerging. So we cannot sort of say, well, I've done it and this is the way it will be for now onwards. We need to be flexible. We need to continuously reevaluate whether these new processes are serving our purpose. And we need to be very openly communicating to our employees, to our customers, to our government stakeholders and everybody else as to the changes that we're making. So as long as we remain open, transparent and flexible, we will slowly regain that confidence and our customers will regain as well the confidence in our business and in the processes.
Right. Claudia, you know, China was the first country that reopened for business post-COVID. This like sometime in April. Are there any lessons we can learn from what they've done, things to emulate or things to, well, kind of steer clear from?
Well, I think what's very important is, first of all, look at the facts. We have seen and we have been probably impacted in one way or another by politicization of the situation. So in times like this, what's very critical is to let's stick to the facts. Let's try and understand what's happening on a daily basis and how do we address and react to facts on a very fast manner. Mm. It's not about having long conversations and trying to find whose fault is it or why things are not working. It's about being able to collectively as organizations stick together, work together, be open with each other with the facts so that we can take action as soon as possible so that we can stay ahead of the situation. So I think that's a very important learning from my perspective. Look at the facts, discuss them, take decisive action and deploy, and then evaluate. So because we no longer have the luxury of waiting for 3 months, waiting for a year, waiting for whatever time to see the impact of whatever actions we take.
Right.
This is almost on a daily basis. So it's very important that we reevaluate constantly the actions that we take.
All right, Claudia, just before I let you off the hook, do you have any advice to business owners or managers out there about how they can use the reopening process of their businesses as an opportunity to improve or become better as an organization?
Absolutely. I will say that this is the best time to rethink everything. I think at this point, everything has become possible and we have to just look at the opportunities. I think the first thing that we need to look at is our business planning model. As I was just telling you, we no longer are able to have a planning cycle that takes a year. We need to start looking not in front, but just the short time. We have to just look very on a short-term basis so that we can understand what risk, what opportunities and threats exist at the moment. We need to make sure that we engage our leaders to think with us. As a business owner, yes, we bear the responsibility of the business, but we have leaders that can work with us so that we are able to see their perspective and work together. It is important that we also make sure that we don't detach ourselves from the ground. We have to make sure that we communicate. So business owners and business leaders must constantly communicate to employees on the facts and on what's happening and asking them and engaging them on bringing up solutions and ideas because they are the closest to operations. So they will be able to help business owners understand what changes are necessary. I think, as I said before, performance management will become very key in moving forward to reopening because more than ever, output is what matters. So we must make sure that there is clarity around what's expected so that people can deliver. I will say business unusual is now our business as usual. So we need to be very flexible. Business leaders must be flexible, must understand that change is happening at a very, very quick pace. Therefore, flexibility to adapt will be also something that they will need to consider. I will say to business owners and business leaders, invest in training of your people. Help them grow in this time of difficulties and look at technology as a way to help your people learn. And what's also very critical at this point, I will say, is make sure that as a business owner, even though you need to be focused on your business, don't lose sight of what's happening outside. Benchmark yourself with other organizations. Try and understand what's happening as a country, or try and benchmark with our neighboring countries that may be having a better time or a more difficult time, because that helps us to understand what are the things that we need to address and manage. So I will say these are some of the advice that I will give business owners and business leaders as to what needs to be thinking, what they need to be thinking about during these times.
Claudia, thank you. And it's a pleasure, as always, to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Audrey, for giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts with you and your audience.
Is there any way that our listeners can get in touch with you or learn more about your services at Threat Advisory?
Yes, they can obviously go to our website, www.threat-advisory.com. They can also send me an email. My email is claudia@threat-advisory.com. So I'll be happy to get in touch with anybody who may be interested in having conversations around reopening and how do we do this in a safe and productive manner.
All right. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
I've been speaking with Claudia Cadena from Threat Advisory. Now, for more on The Next Normal, tune in again next Tuesday at 11 a.m. on Resource Center, where we'll be exploring stuff like supply chain management, performance evaluations, and even influencer marketing in the age of Corona. All this and more is coming up this June on The Next Normal on Resource Center. Stay tuned. This is Audrey Raj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.